Mrs. W said she was going over to the town, and you decided you might want to go along too. You'd say, "Hey, I'm going to get ready. You wait for me, just."
Wait, I'm going with you.
Okay, you wait just a.
Just a minute.
All right. If you wanted to know the number of times a person went to town, you might say, "How do you go to town? How often?"
How often do you go to town?
All right. Now you have to look at me for this, because I'm going to ask you about parts of the body. This part is my
forehead.
All right, and this is my
hair.
If I were a man, I might grow long.
Yeah, you might grow long beard. I don't do that.
Oh, don't they know? this is my
hair.
All right, which one?
That's your left ear.
All right, and this is my
right ear.
And this whole thing is my
mouth.
All right, this is my
neck.
All right, and this is my
jugular.
My what?
Jugular vein.
Oh, come on. This whole thing that goes up and down?
Yeah, that's a Adam's apple.
All right. Ever hear it called a goozle? All right. The inside part that I swallow down through is my
throat.
All right. These are my
teeth.
And one would be my
just tooth.
And my teeth are held in place by my
gums.
This part of my hand is my
that's the palm of your hand.
This is one.
That's one hand.
Well, one
arm.
Well, this part that you hit with.
That'd be your fist.
All right. And two of them would be two.
Two fists.
All right. You wear your knee or your elbow bend. You sometimes get an aching or something, but you'd say this is in your joint.
In your joint, in the elbow joint.
All right. If you're a man, this part of you is your
breast, chest.
All right. And these are my
shoulders.
This is one
hand.
And two.
Two hands.
All right. You know any terms used for someone who's left-handed?
No, I don't know. I want to just say left-handed.
All right. This whole thing is my
left hand.
My what?
Left side.
Well, this from
left.
Here.
Left leg.
Uh-huh. And this part
that's
is
your
my,
foot.
And I have two.
2 feet.
All right. This part of your leg is called the.
Well, right along there is your shin bone, but right behind it's the calf of your leg.
All right, that's fine. If a man is kind of squatted down, you'd say he's sitting down on his.
I don't know about that. I'm bow-legged. I don't know where you have to put your
knee
in
that. His what?
Armpits.
Do you ever use that?
No. I've heard folks say something on it humpers, but I never use.
Okay. That means, are you squatting, or is it like squatting, the same as squatting?
Yeah, it's kind of squatting.
Right. If you see someone who's been ill, and he looks sort of pale and not very well, you'd say, "My goodness, you sure do look."
Look bad.
Right. You ever use peeking?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't hardly ever.
Would that be what I said, though, it means sort of pale? And
yeah, just sort of. But pale.
And sick, like you might have been sick.
Yeah.
All right, now I want to ask you, if you say someone is able to pick up things, you'd say that's what kind of man?
He's a good man.
Well, he's able to work, and he's very, has muscles. He's very
stout.
All right, now does stout mean to you heavy set, or does
no,
it mean physically
muscle.
Strong?
Muscle.
Big
pussy, you know. Look, he can be pussy and look like he's a big man, but he won't be worth a darn.
Okay. If someone's easy to get along with, you'd say, "Oh, he sure is."
Oh, he's a nice fellow.
He sure is good.
Easy going.
Did you ever say good natured?
Yeah, good natured.
Right. What would good natured mean then? Would that mean he's